If you can join me for the reading of God's Word right now, we're reading from John 4, 7 through 26, and verse 39. If you would all rise for the reading of God's Word. John 4, 7 through 26 and 39. The presider will read the odd-numbered verses, and the congregation will read the even ones. John 4, 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For the Jews do not associate with Samaritans."
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, you would have asked me.
"Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Verse 39, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." And you may be seated. Today, we're pleased to have Reverend Caleb Huang come give us the message on the true worshiper.
Good morning. Every year, the month of June is the worship month of RCCC. Usually, October is the mission month. September or April is the gospel month. December probably is the vacation month. But June, remember, right this month, is the worship month of our church. As you know, RCCC has five departments: education, caring, mission, service, and worship. Every department asserts its importance. Probably we have to agree that worship is the most important one, because if everyone worships God, there is no need of education, also no need of evangelism, no need of mission. Again, in the eternity, in heaven, the necessary thing to do is worship. not preaching, not teaching, not evangelism. Of course, in this world, we do need mission. We do need evangelism. We do need teaching ministry. But worship is very important. Worship is spiritually more advanced than thanksgiving, than prayer. Because prayer is to ask God to do something. Thanksgiving is to thank God for what He has done. Worship is to honor God for what He is. When a Christian knows God more, knows more about God's greatness, God's majesty, honor, power, loving kindness, holiness, etc., then you know better how to worship God. This morning, I would like to emphasize the characteristic of true worshiper from the famous narrative concerning Jesus and the Samaritan woman. The Bible is very interesting. John chapter 4 can be used in four different ways. First, how a sinner can become a Christian. How a sinner can be saved. The second, the method of the personal evangelism. And the third, the method of teaching and learning. And the fourth, that is what I'm going to talk this morning, the characteristic of true worship or true worshipers. What is true worship? What are true worshipers? Jesus said, the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. His worshipers must worship God in spirit and in truth. Therefore, there are true worshipers, and also there are untrue worshipers. I don't want to say false worshipers. Untrue worshipers means unacceptable worshipers. Many people come to worship God were not accepted by God. God wants people to worship Him in spirit, in truth. If a service, a meeting, is only like a music concert, or like a convention speech, or like a social club, some ritual activities, this is not a true worship. God did not come to the meeting. Only the presence of God, God meet us, we can communicate with Him. God fills our heart. This is the true worship. From the story we just read, I would like to emphasize five important characteristics of a true worshiper. You can remember the story. There are five key words I want to point out. The first, in verse 14, thirst, thirst. The second, in verse 16, husband, husband. The third, in verse 22nd, to know knowledge of God. The fourth, spirit. God is spirit. Worship in spirit and truth. The fifth, in verse 39, testimony. Testimony. Five key words I hope you can remember. First, thirst. Second, husband. Third, knowledge. Fourth, spirit. Fifth, testimony. Would you repeat after me? First, thirst. Second, third, fourth, fifth. Good. I think I can stop right here. You remember the key words. Now I would like to elaborate those five important keywords. The first, thirst, not thirst for water, but thirst for living water, thirst for God, for the eternal being. We all have body and soul. We have physical thirst, needs water, but we have spiritual thirst. Only God can satisfy. A normal person, we need water every day more than 2,000 cc. A normal person's soul also needs God. Also needs satisfaction from God. The only way get satisfied, we need to come near to God, to communicate to God, to worship God. Just like the psalmist said, as the deer pants for streams of water, my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Dear brothers and sisters, we come to church this morning. Do you thirst for God? Do you, like the deer, pants for the streams of water? Your soul pants for God. All human beings need God, no matter civilized or uncivilized, no matter in the democracy society or in the communist world. I read the report. Now in Russia, we know Russia, after 74 years under the atheistic communist rule, they deny the existence of God. But now, 80% of the population believe in God. Do you believe that? 80% of the Russians, they believe in God. In China, it's a similar situation. After 60 years of the atheistic communist rule, now everywhere has the revival of different religions. One of them is the Christianity. The universal phenomenon is that all people needs God, needs the spiritual satisfaction from God. Therefore, St. Augustine, he wrote his famous book, Confession, in the 5th century. He said, O God, for yourself you created the human being. People will never find rest unless find it in you. When people come to God, communicate with God, his heart will fill with joy. One psalmist said, I rejoice with those who said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Worshipping God is a joyful thing. Are you rejoicing this morning of coming to the church to worship God? Now I would like to do some word study about worship. In Greek, there are different words for worship. In the New Testament, several words. The most common one is proskuneo, 59 times in the New Testament. Pros is a preposition, forward, come forward. Kuneo means kiss. This used to designate the custom of prostrating oneself before the king and kissing his feet, express his admiration, his love, his eager to come close to the king. When we worship Jesus, worship God our Father, we need to have this attitude. We admire him. We love him. We come near to him. We would like to kneel down before him and kiss his feet. This is some expression. In Hebrew, shahar, used 172 times in the Old Testament, which means to bow down to the ground, to kneel down, to bow down his head, Abraham worshiped God, bowed down with his face to the ground. Joshua worshiped God, fell face down to the ground in reverence. Worship is with a joyful heart, with reverence, with a thirsty attitude. Come near to God, communicate with God, and also experience God come near to him. God communicates with him. His heart will be satisfied, full of joy. Brothers and sisters, every Sunday we come to church. I hope earnestly in your heart would like to meet God, not only to meet our brothers, sisters, or good friends. Of course, we can do that. But to meet God. When can I see God? When can I go and meet my God? My heart pants for my God. If you have this thirst in your heart, you are a true worshiper. Now the second key word is husband. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, go call your husband and come back. Jesus knew that she has had five husbands already, and the man she has now is not her husband. God is omniscient. He knows everything. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. We cannot hide anything from him. God is holy. God is just. God is righteousness. A true worshiper should come near to him with great fear and awe. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. God knows what you have done and what you are doing. So Jesus told her, go, call your husband, which means if you want to be a true worshiper, you must be honest to God. If you commit any sins, repent your sins, confess your sins. Don't hide your sins before God. God knows everything. If you want to be a true worshiper of God, confess our sin. In Greek, the second word for worship is sobomai, which means fear God. God is awesome. We fear him. We come to God. Nothing can hide from him because God is so holy and we are so sinful. Confess our sins. Come to God, repent our sins. All those who worship God truly, they changed by God. Moses went to worship God, and God said to him, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. When Isaiah worshiped God, Isaiah said by himself, woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. He knows his sin, even his lips. Even he is a prophet of God. Use his lips to preach God's word. He said, I have unclean lips. Cleanse me, O Lord. When Peter saw Jesus' glory, he said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. The Samaritan woman would like to worship God. Jesus said, go call your husband and come back. The scripture told us, like David said, who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The answer is, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. Another psalmist say, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord will not listen to me. When we come to worship God, He is the holy God. We must pursue holiness wholeheartedly. Confess our sin. Repent our sin. If we did that, if we keep doing that, God's promise, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. God loves us. God will save us. God will forgive us. As high as heaven are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He's removed our transgressions from us. So the second important characteristics of true worshiper, confess your sins. Don't hide your sins. When we confess our sins, He will forgive us. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse us. Then, by the grace of the Lord, don't commit again. Don't keep committing sins. God will not accept our worship if you keep in sinning. The third important keyword or characteristic is knowledge of God. Jesus said, "You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know." What a pity if one worships what he does not know. The Samaritan woman would like to worship God, but she does not know who is God. If you know more God, you can worship Him better. One meaning of worship is worship. We give God what is worth to Him. That means worship. God is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. God is almighty. God is great. God is gracious. God is justice. God is love. God is truth. God is light. God creates. God sustains. God rules. God cares. God saves. And God judges. God's name is Jehovah Jireh. That means God provides. Jehovah Nissi, God fights for us. Jehovah Lopha, God heals us. Jehovah Shalom, God gives peace. Ebenezer, God helps us. Emmanuel, God with us. When you have more knowledge of God, you can render to Him more what are worthy of Him. How can one know more about God? How can you have the knowledge of God? The Bible tells us, when Messiah came, when the Savior of the world comes, He will explain everything to us. The Messiah, the Christ, has already came to this world. Jesus' teaching was written down in the Bible. If you come to Jesus, if you follow Him, if you read His word faithfully, Jesus will let you know better God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Every time I preach, I always remind listener to read your Bible by yourself. I think long time ago, I remind you. I will ask you, I urge you, how long study Bible every day? Answer me. Well, the answer is not the same. That's okay. If you read your Bible faithfully every day, Jesus will tell you. No one can tell you. No one knows Father except Jesus. Jesus will let you know God the Father and know Himself and then know the Holy Spirit so you can really worship God. That's why every Sunday we come to worship God, but we spend a lot of time listening to the preaching. That's why in the worship service, a lot of time someone is preaching. Preaching is important in worship, at least in this world, not in the future world. When we go to the throne of God, there's no need of preaching. At that time, all our worship team singing to God. But right now, we need to listen to God's word. So by the way, may I ask you, is listening to the sermon a part of worship? Yes or no? Answer me. How come you dare not to answer? It's so small. I hope you really know, in this world, before we go to God, during worship, preaching is important. You can know God better. You can understand how to worship God. So, brothers and sisters, don't ever fall asleep while listening to the sermon. Now, the fourth important characteristic of worship. Jesus said, the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. God is spirit. If you want to contact God, if you want to communicate with God, only in spirit, because God is spirit. Therefore, the fourth important characteristic is contact with God. Not just sitting here, not just singing, not just listening, but have connection with God. God in your heart, move you, lead you, you worship Him, communicate with Him. Only spirit can contact spirit. We cannot contact God with our hands. Just like electronic waves, you know, in the air, there are a lot of different electronic waves here. They cannot be touched by your hands. You just move your hands, touch nothing, just the air. But you can receive the waves by a radio or by a TV set. You should use the right instrument to contact the thing you want to contact. God is spirit. If you want to contact God, use your spirit. Therefore, worship, it does not matter location, or style, or external activities. Sometimes people just emphasize the external things. Jesus said, not in Jerusalem, not on the mountain. The Jews worship God in Jerusalem, in the temple. Samaritans, they worship God on the mountain, on the Gerizim mountain. They have their tradition. Jews has Jewish tradition. They have their style. Jews have Jewish style. Jesus said, it doesn't matter. Therefore, doesn't matter you sing contemporary hymns or traditional hymns. I know English congregation maybe do not know how to sing the hymn book. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's okay. You sing your contemporary music. I learned to sing, and I can enjoy it. I will try to worship God with this kind of music. It doesn't matter what kind of music, but the important thing is your spirit, in spirit, in truth. Doesn't matter. Sometimes we join different meetings. Some church, they every time they sing, clap their hands, raise their hands, or move their hands. But in our church, not too many people do that. It's okay if you do that. But the important thing is you really touch God with your spirit. Touch God with your heart, with the truth among us. Some are very quiet. Some are a little bit noise, very loud. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I still remember 1975 when I was in Chicago. That was my first time go to a church, all African American. That's the first time. From the beginning to the end, no 1 minute you can rest. Oh, from the beginning to the end, even preaching, the preacher preach, someone stand up, amen, that one, hallelujah. Then the whole congregation responds to the preaching. I was very excited at that time. I cannot sit there. Sometimes I would like to stand up. Doesn't matter what kind of style, because that's their culture. That's their style. But the important thing is, do you worship God in spirit, in truth? And you really experience, touch God. God communicate with you. Your heart filled with God's joy, God's glory. That's the most important thing. So the important factor, not the outside activity, but the inside attitude, in your spirit, in truth. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, honor Jesus, we, by Jesus' salvation, come to God our Father. We give our thanks to God, worship God. Then you will experience He really with us. The Holy Spirit works in your heart. When the Holy Spirit works in your heart, touch our heart, we can communicate with Him, with God. God will communicate with us. This is worship in truth and in spirit. This is the very important character. The last one, the Bible says, many of the Samaritans from Sychar believed in Jesus because of her testimony. This lady, Samaritan woman, go back to the city and tell everybody what Jesus did, who Jesus is. That means she has been changed by God. She was a sinner, but was changed to become a saint. She was an adulteress, was changed by God to become an evangelist. God used her as the first evangelist in the Bible. And she went back to preach. She was an acceptable worshiper. God changed her to become a true worshiper. All those who come to worship God, a true worshiper will be changed by the Lord. In the history, many of the examples, they were changed when they worshiped God. Moses came to worship God. He was changed from a shepherd of sheep to a servant of God. Isaiah came to worship God. He was changed from a normal person to a prophet of God. Peter worshiped Jesus. He was changed from a fishman to a fisher of men. The Samaritan woman came to worship. She was changed from a sinner to a saint and evangelist. The Lord will change all the true worshipers. If you have sorrow in your heart, come to worship the Lord. He will give us joy. We are weak. He is strong. He will change our weakness to strength. We are sinfulness. He is holy. We come to worship Him. The Lord will change us from a sinner to a saint. Change our hate to love. Change all the forcefulness to truthfulness. It is the great value of worship, of true worship. God will touch you. God will change you. God will be with you. Now I would like to conclude my sermon. I don't know, today maybe I have more time, 10 more minutes left. Maybe Fanny, you can try to find some hymn from the hymn book. Okay, after, or you can go back to ask Shirley to help you. Okay, Shirley is on the third row, she can help you. Find a suitable hymn to sing after my sermon, because I will conclude my sermon now. Okay, the true worshipers are those who first thirst for God, and the second, who those confess before God, and the third, who those know about God, and the first, who contact with God, the fifth, who is changed by God. Thirst, confession, knowledge, contact, change. Those are four important factors, characteristics. Repeat after me. First, thirst. Second, confession. Third, knowledge. Fourth, contact. Fifth, change. The worship Sunday should not be only once a year. Should not be only in the church. The worship Sunday should be every day, everywhere. We must worship God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. Worship Him, love Him. He will fill our heart with heavenly joy, heavenly peace, and His abundant life. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, You are the great God, the glorious God, the Almighty God. You are worthy of our worship, of our dedication. We really like to become a true worshiper, acceptable to You and also blessed by You. Help all of us every day. We thirst for You. and we confessed before you, and we have knowledge about you, and we can communicate with you in spirit, in truth, and we can be changed by you every day, become a good witness in this world. Many people can know you through us, can come to Jesus, accept our Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior through us. Pray you bless all your people. Thank you listening to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, Amen.